With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mordecai Richler's most ambitious book, Solomon Gursky Was Here, is a sprawling novel of Canada and of several generations of a wealthy Jewish family.
It was extremely difficult, and it does require a certain amount of work from the reader. It's a novel that covers 150 years in, oh my God, 19th century London, the Arctic, Montreal, the prairies.
To help the reader keep up with all the characters, there's a Gursky family tree at the beginning of the book. Mordecai Richler had to check and recheck to make sure his dates were right.
At one point, I had someone getting married who turned out to be 12 years old, which was a bit precocious.
The Gurskys are ubiquitous and tend to pop up at most of the big events in history, including the ill-fated Franklin Expedition, in which British explorers searching for an Arctic passage all die after becoming locked in the ice.
I put a twist on it in my novel, and there is one survivor who was the first Gursky, Ephraim Gursky,
who goes on to produce a family not unlike the Canadian Brofman family of the Seagram's liquor empire. Sweeping through the novel is a symbolic raven, no stranger to the Arctic.
In Indian and Eskimo mythology, they've always been a symbol of mischief and wickedness and of playfulness, and I thought this was very appropriate to this novel and to the character of Solomon Gursky.
Mordecai Richler says he did research for his novel grudgingly.
I'm rather suspicious of novelists who do research. I think you should know things firsthand, but what could I do that was not music I'd heard or tunes I knew?
Mordecai Richler's critically praised novel, Solomon Gursky Was Here, was published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mordecai Richler's novel, Solomon Gursky Was Here, spans 150 years and is about a Jewish family whose wealth springs from their Canadian liquor business. Some of Richler's characters aren't too flattering.
See, I don't find them unflattering. I know some people do. I mean, I think they're people of appetite and
greed,
but with a sense of fun.
But Richler has been criticized before for the Jewish characters in his novels.
I had a problem with a novel about the apprenticeship of Denny Kravitz, which was about a young working-class hustler in Montreal. And that led to my troubles with some people thinking I was anti-Semitic, which is not the case. And Denny Kravitz was not meant to be a metaphor for the Jewish people.
Mordecai Richler says he is not religious, despite his Orthodox Jewish upbringing, for which he says he is grateful. Richler first started Solomon Gursky in the 1970s, but finally buckled down 5 years ago after moving to a country home in Canada.
I resolved to stay there. Until I finished the novel, or the novel finished me, and it was a close call.
There reached a point when Richler had to let the novel go.
This novel took me, 5 years. And really, you don't know you're finished until it begins to bore you, and it's a pain to go upstairs.
Penguin will reissue 4 earlier Richler novels next year, and like most writers, Richler hopes he'll be read far into the future.
But look, it's a crapshoot. We don't know. You try and do your work as well as you can, and you hope for the best.
Knopf published Solomon Gursky Was Here by Mordecai Richler. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mordecai Richler published his first novel when he was 21. Now approaching the age of 60, Richler has never actually had a job.
Most writers I know have had 5 or 6 years working in offices or somewhere, and they may have resented it, but they can now draw on office life or factory life, and I can't.
Born in Montreal, Mordecai Richler, as a young man, moved to England, where he and his family lived for 20 years.
I finished a novel called St. Urban's Horseman, and I thought I really couldn't write any more novels set in England because I hadn't been brought up there.
Richler decided, I gotta go home.
Once I got home, I could drink with lawyers and plumbers and go out to the Northwest Territories and do all kinds of things, and could imagine the childhood of characters because I had been brought up in that country.
Richler's own experience as a Jewish Canadian is reflected in his most recent book, Solomon Gursky Was Here, a big generational novel that spans a century and a half. Richler is one of a number of talented writers in Canada.
There's some very good writers.
Atwood is a marvelous writer. And Davies.
Alice Munro and Davies and Mavis Gallant.
Guy Vanderhaeg.
Guy Vanderhaeg is enormously talented, and of course there's Michael Ondaatje. Yeah, so there has been a flowering of a kind.
Living in Montreal, Mordecai Richler sees the Quebec separatist movement and its repressive language laws as a farce.
The French feel threatened because their case is that the new immigrants coming into Quebec will think they can get by with English and not French if they see English on the streets.
But Mordecai Richler says, like it or not, English is the language of success in North America. Knopf published Solomon Gursky Was Here by Mordecai Richler. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.